stake would be losing your peace. You know, we encounter different situations. We encounter different circumstances in our lives. And maybe this will be revelatory to you tonight. Maybe you already do this. But it seems to me, personally, when I encounter things, the first thing I do is I go into assessment mode. Okay, why is this happening? Did I bring this on myself? God's obviously allowing me to go through this. I may ask things like, did I do something wrong? Is this God trying to get my attention? When I was really sick and I spent 4 or 5 days in bed, I spent a lot of that time asking the Lord, is there something wrong in me? Am I on the right track? Did I get off course somewhere? Are you trying to stop me, get my attention? What's going on here? And so we all face these situations. We all face circumstances. Things happen, and we ask why. Why did this happen? What is the purpose for this? And sometimes we don't know why. Sometimes we don't get an answer. Sometimes it just doesn't make sense. It just happens, and we have to roll with it. And we have to figure out how to manage through it emotionally and physically. And it's not easy. It's not fun. It's hard. And let's pray right now. Father, let your spirit prevail among us. Let your spirit prevail among us tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray against resistance, Father. We pray against anything that would interfere with you and your spirit, your flow, your direction tonight. In the name of Jesus, we speak clarity into the room tonight. Let your voice prevail. Let the voice of truth prevail tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. When you begin to seek the Lord, as all of us should, and when we encounter situations, okay, what's going on here? Is this spiritual resistance that I'm facing? There are times where I may be going through something, that I'm encountering something, and I'm dealing with it, I'm battling, I'm going through it, and I'm thinking, Lord, have mercy, what's going on? And then one of you call me or text me, or I talk to you on a Sunday, you come up to me and you're like, man, I just need to share this, something's going on, and I'm battling this with my family. And some of you can attest to the fact that I've said to you, man, I'm dealing with the same thing right now. And it's reassuring to me that, no, okay, this is something spiritual. This is an attack against the kingdom of God and the people of God, the family of God. There's other times where you're all alone and you're not, ain't nobody else in the church going through anything else like you. I'm sure there's somewhere, somebody in the body of Christ is dealing with the same thing you are. But it's always a reassurance when we begin to communicate and fellowship with one another and we say, man, here's what's going on. I feel like my finances are under attack right now. Yep, mine too. All right, look, we're going to agree together. We're going to pray about this. Man, I feel like my home's just array right now. My kids are going crazy, and I can't figure it out. Mine too. My house has just been in an uproar. Let's agree together. Let's pray together that God will give us victory over this attack of the enemy. There have been several scenarios over the past couple of weeks that have transpired, some to me personally, some in the circles that I'm associated with. Some of them were in my family. These things were troubling. They were very troubling. And as I set out to travel Saturday night, I don't spend a lot of time alone. Generally, when I'm in my truck, I'm on the phone with clients. I work out of my truck, and so I'm generally on the phone. And if I'm not on the phone with my clients, then usually I'm on the phone with trying to keep up with my family, my parents. It's just the easiest time to call them when I'm driving, sitting in hours and hours of traffic. And so I don't have a lot of just like just, I hate to say the word me time, but just time where I'm just thinking. And so Saturday I was traveling alone. I had noise-canceling headphones, and so I had a lot of time to think. And then I had a two-hour drive across the state of Idaho, or about halfway across the state of Idaho, and it was dark. It's just desert, flat ground. There's just nothing out there. The speed limit's 80, and I had a lot of time to think. And I begin to allow these things to play over and over in my mind, these scenarios that have begun to play out. And as I went to bed that night, I laid in bed and I couldn't get my mind and my spirit to shut down. That's not like me. I lay down on the pillow at night and I go to sleep. I don't have trouble sleeping. I couldn't get my mind and my spirit to shut down. These situations, these scenarios begin to play over and over in my mind. I begin to process them and think about them and talk to the Lord about them. And what is this? What is there some sign in this that I'm supposed to receive? Is there something you're trying to talk to me about through all of these situations? And it was like all of a sudden it was like the light turned on, like the room was illuminated. And I said to somebody, it was like the Lord spoke in an audible voice to me. In a pitch black room in the middle of the night. And I realized that these situations all had served to disturb my peace. I don't know, not all these situations were directed at me personally. They were simply things that I was associated with, things that I knew about, things that were going on, even in some of your lives that I'd been made aware of, and they were troubling to me. And why, God, why are you asking them to go through this? And this is troubling to me. And why are you dealing, why is this going on in my life? And why are these things happening? And I began to realize that I'd lost my peace. I've stumbled. The scripture says, this is a very familiar portion of scripture. The scripture says in the New Testament, in the epistles, that the peace of God passeth all understanding. It literally means that the peace of God is superior to my understanding. I like to know why. I like to understand things. I like to have understanding. I like to have knowledge. And sometimes in my pursuit of trying to figure out what's going on, I just want to know why. Why, God? Why, God? Why is this happening? Why is that happening? And in the middle of asking why and processing this and thinking through it a million different ways and allowing my mind and my spirit to be bombarded with all this doubt and unbelief. And, well, if you are really doing right and everything's okay, then why is this and why is that and why is this falling apart? And all these things that we deal with in our humanity. But the scripture says that to have peace, to be at peace with what's going on right now, amidst the uncertainty, amidst the trouble, amidst all the things that are uprising in my life and blowing up like spiritual geysers inside of me, amidst all of these things, having his peace is far superior to understanding what's going on. And these situations, if I allow them to, which I was realizing that night, in the middle of the night, Saturday night, that I was allowing them to disturb my peace. I didn't have to know why. I didn't even need to know why. But I allowed them to disturb my peace. And now I'm laying there in a bed with no peace. That's a disaster. Because the minute the enemy steals our peace, the minute he disturbs our peace, the minute he gets us questioning where we're at, why we're there, what it is that we're doing. Oh, and I thought God was on your side. The minute he gets us second guessing all of that stuff, he now puts us at odds with God. You say, odds with God. Well, yeah, the minute you start questioning, he starts putting questions in our minds about things, and we lose our peace. Our peace becomes disturbed, and we're no longer at peace with what's going on, at peace with the fact that God is in control, that he's got all things in his hands, and that the scripture says all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. The minute he gets me to stop believing that and he takes and disturbs my peace, now I'm asking God, why? Why do I have to go? What good is coming out of this? That's what he wants. I'm a different person when my peace is disturbed. I have a different reaction and outlook on life when my peace is disturbed. The story that the Lord put into my spirit as he began to talk to me about this was when he was in the boat with the disciples going across the sea. And the scripture says that Jesus fell asleep in the boat and then a storm arose. And it was a great storm, and the waves began to come over the sides of the ship, and they feared that they were going to drown. They thought that this was the end. I know nobody here has ever been in a storm like that. Well, you were like, this is the one that might take me under. This is the mistake that might ruin my career. This is the one thing that's probably going to end me, ruin me. And the storm was overtaking their boat, and they thought it was the end. They thought they were going to die. This dude brought us out here in the middle of the sea to destroy us and kill us. Meanwhile, he's sleeping at the other end of the boat. Kind of like me and my wife when we're going through things. I go to bed at night. Hey, aren't you going to stay up and worry with me about this? Not tonight. I got peace like a river. I got peace like a river. No, I don't do that. I'd have to sleep downstairs if I did. But you get what I'm saying. Here they are, about ready to lose their lives, fearful of everything that's going on. I'm sure questioning what's happening. And Jesus is just over there asleep. The scripture did call him the Prince of Peace. He had peace amidst everything that was going on around him. He was inside the boat. I don't know if the waves were getting on him. I don't know if his robe was wet when he woke up. He woke up, whoa, where's all the water coming from? The scripture doesn't tell us, but he wakes up. They wake him up. And what are his first words? Peace be still. Peace be still. He spoke, he immediately, when he awoke, he imparted by the spoken word his peace into the midst of the situation. You see, when I have his peace, I can be like that in the storms of life. I can even be in the boat with other people whose lives are turning upside down and all around and not sure what's going to happen, and I can be at peace. I've told the story a couple of times and mentioned in passing a season of life when my wife and I were going through some very desperate situations, and God, through that, gave me incredible peace. I still to this day don't know where I got the peace, and I know that it had to be from God. It was a supernatural, divine impartation of peace in my life because she was coming apart at the seams and I should have been coming apart at the seams. And I just had this weird peace about me that at times would aggravate her because she needed me to get upset for her and be upset with her because it was a very upsetting situation. Anybody ever been there? Somebody else that's around you needs you to get as upset as they are about their situation. And they get done in passionately pouring out their soul and spewing out on you all their troubles. And you're like, why aren't you getting mad?
I got peace like a river.
But you know, there have been times where I've allowed people to empty out on me and disturb my peace. It happens nearly every day. I can leave my house in perfect peace and sit down in front of a client, and they start telling me how bad the stock market's going and this and blah, blah, lost all the 200 points, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if I'm ever going to retire. What's your 401k look like? I don't know. I haven't looked in a while. Peace gone. Whew, out the door. Waiting for me in the truck when I get in so the Holy Ghost can slap me upside the head and say, what in the world? The enemy will use individuals to steal your peace, to disturb your peace. People will try to drag you into all kinds of garbage. Everybody here who works in an office understands office politics. I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that God's put me in the job that I'm supposed to be in. I know that I'm supposed to be there. I got a peace about it. And I'm thankful. I thank the Lord every day for my job. I thank the Lord every day for where I'm at and where he's put me and the people that he's put me with. But I work with about 53 other people who don't have any peace. And they're not even sure they want to be there. And most days they don't want to be there. They'll tell you that. They'd rather be somewhere else.
But you got to pay the bills, you know. Bills don't pay themselves, so here I am.
Well, actually, the Lord pays my bills, so I'm only here because this is the conduit. He's the source. This is the conduit that he uses to pass the funds through to me. And so I'm at peace. If he shuts this spigot off, he'll turn another one on somewhere else. I just move over to that one. I got peace with that. I'm at peace. But boy, I can sit in a room for 20 or 30 minutes with people while they're, you know, we get these, we call them meetings, but really what they are is, let's just complain about what department's the worst meetings. We call them conference calls, but they're really, let's just complain about another department call. I know you guys don't have to sit through any of those, but I do. Just at my company. And I'm telling you, my piece goes faster than I can put the conference call code in to my phone. And I got to get off there, and I have to pray. I have to get a grip. Lord, you placed me here. I am where I belong. Restore my peace right now in Jesus' name. The enemy will use anything, any means necessary to disturb your peace. Because if he disturbs your peace, then he gets access to your mind. He gets access to your thoughts. When I'm in perfect peace and he starts throwing fiery darts at me, I'm like, nope, get out of here. Nope. Oh, God, this, nope, nope. Get out of here. Get out of here. The minute my peace is disturbed, I was like, yeah, you know, you're right. You're right. So where have you been, God? Is this really where I belong? Are you sure? I mean, did you hear what I just heard? This place is going under. Perfect peace have they which love thy law, and nothing can take it from them. They don't lose it. They don't stumble. They don't give it up. My peace isn't for sale. My family needs my peace. My children need my peace. It's amazing how disturbed my kids can become when I don't have any peace. I know when I don't have peace. Do you know when you don't have peace? Are you aware of that? Do you know? You can raise your hand if you know. You know when I've lost my peace. Yeah, you know. 5 minutes later, my kids run around the house throwing toys at each other, screaming, banging their head against the wall. I'm like, what is going? Oh, that's right. I don't have any peace. Their peace is predicated on my covering. I'm their spiritual covering. Husbands, you are the spiritual covering. Men, you are the spiritual covering over your homes. If you lose your peace, how can you expect your wife to have any peace? Don't make your wife be the one with all the peace in the house. I I've been reading. Why it's why it's going to get deep in here. I should probably get a shield. I've been reading these scriptures in the epistles, just in my daily reading. Wives, I did not go searching them out. Now the husband is ahead of the wife as Christ is ahead of the church. And he wasn't talking about so men could rule over women. He was talking about the spiritual covering. He wasn't saying it so that my wife would do whatever I tell her to do. Like, I'm the head of you. Make me a bacon sandwich. No. No, he said, the husband is the head of the wife, so that I, when I see my wife in distress, I can pray and the peace of God can cover my home. That's the purpose. I'm not saying my wife doesn't pray for me. I'm not saying that my wife doesn't offer peace in times of trouble. There's times that my wife simply just taking me by the hand when she knows that I'm in a very turmoiled situation. She can take me by the hand and begin to pray, and it restores my peace. But that can't be the constant. As a spiritual leader in my home, I have to allow my peace to be constant, not disturbed. Let's stand together tonight. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that in this room right now that you would restore peace. Where circumstances, Father, whether you allowed them to happen in our lives or whether they were things that we brought upon ourselves, they've disturbed our peace. I pray restore your peace, not the world's peace, but your peace. Restore it right now into every single life in the name of Jesus. I receive your peace right now into every situation in my life. In the name of Jesus, I cast every care upon you right now in Jesus' name, and I receive your peace. I cast every situation that I'm going to walk into in my job tomorrow upon you, and I receive your peace in its place. I pray in the name of Jesus right now that every individual who walks back into a workplace or a home or a place of business tomorrow that lacks peace, let the peace of God go with him. I pray the peace of God would calm every situation, would bring a calm to every circumstance in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God bless you if you're able and you can help us.